It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If I could have dinner with one person, alive or dead, I think I would choose alive.
That's what I've always said. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number. 877-365-3636. Let's go to Matt in Spartanburg. I don't know.
Spartanburg.
Spartanburg. Hey, Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Doing great. Spartanburg. Yeah, I used to listen to you guys on the peak when you guys were syndicated in the upstate.
Oh, that's good. What can we do for you, Matt?
Well, you had the story about Julia Child. I wanted to know if you guys also knew that Dr. Ruth was a trained sniper in World War II.
Really?
Yeah.
I somehow remember that, yeah.
She was a sniper?
She was a sniper. From what I read, she never actually made a kill, but she was trained.
Well, she's about 3 feet tall, isn't
tiny.
She?
Very tiny.
We had her a long time ago. Yes, hours of Dr. Ruth and I trying to sit around with Nazis and try to pick their brains after a plate of Coquille Saint-Jacques and then hours of sex. It was delightful and delectable. I love it. I could talk like this for the rest of the show.
And with accordions.
Hey, let's go down to our buddy Chad Dukes, who is live down at the Exchange Saloon on 17th Street in D.C., and he's giving away great stuff, and I hear he's in a fantastic mood. Chad, how are you?
We're down here doing a fundraiser to get all the equipment back from Rockville, Michael.
Ah, yes, you know our show well. There goes our code, completely blown. How are you, Chad?
We're down here drinking the second edition. You guys, we're down here. We're going to be hanging out till 7.
Oh, that's a tough cell phone that we've got with Chad down there. It's down at the Exchange Saloon. Are you surrounded by a bevy of beauties covered in creamery butter?
It's fine about Goldstein.
Chad. All right, Chad. Get Chad back on the line because Chad's cell phone is crapping out on us.
Try it again.
Go down there and join Big O and Duke. So they'll be there tonight until 7 o'clock at the Exchange Saloon on 17th Street in D.C. We'll try to get Chad back on the phone when we can.
Get him back on the phone. We need to ask Chadwick if he's interested in our fantasy football.
Yes, we have to talk about that. Please, Beth Ann, get him right back on the line. I want to ask him about that. On BYOB Friday tomorrow, it's Dwarves and Babes.
Right.
Now, so far we have Scott the Dwarf. He is anchoring the Elfin Parade that we have tomorrow, the Little people.
About the size of an anchor.
He will be here. He used to be a staple of the Don and Mike show.
He
used to be one of our interns.
Great
and we
guy.
Look forward to having him here. Also, Joe McLeod, he will be here with the look at the different movies.
Full
and
size.
Star of the Fox Reality and Nat Geo TV show, The Amazing Adventures of a Nobody. That's a perfect guest for this show.
Perfect.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to that.
So we don't have a name for this nobody?
I don't know. I guess that's
the name. You wouldn't know it if we told you.
I was going to say, I guess we don't need it.
I think that's actually the legitimate title of the show, The Amazing Adventures of a Nobody. I guess he goes everywhere and, really just relies on the good favor of everybody that he hangs out with.
Was he ever a sniper?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure, but there I go again thinking about it. There was a time when Hermann Goering and I saddled up to the bar, and with one well-placed finger, I was able to find out the plans for the Russian front.
And who are you?
Julia Child. All right, let's bring our sex toys expert in here. Lady's name is Nikki Biggs. Beth Ann, go ahead and bring Nikki Biggs in here. Here comes Joe.
We met her the other night at the party on the 8th.
Is that for Julia, Joe? That Joe writes for Julia Child. You haven't lived until you've received a facial from a division of the Nazi Luftwaffe. Wow. Yes, sir. I hope that made the light of air.
Imagine.
Well, you know, everyone loves makeup.
Hey, Beth Ann, do we have our sex toys here? Or maybe not. I wasn't paying attention. I was in the hallways doing my Julia Child impression.
I did see
here she comes. Oh. It's Nikki Biggs.
Hey.
Hi, Nikki. How are you? Look at this. You've got a big box
of
stuff. Of stuff, she does.
Oh, look, she brought her assistant.
And Landfill, her assistant. There's a boy that needs some help with love toys. There's your seat right there. Make yourself comfortable. Okay. Spread out a little bit.
Oh, the love
You want to use this? Would that be easier for you? Please step up to the microphone. We're going to talk sex toys.
Don't be shy.
Now, I have to tell you, you understand, Nikki Biggs, that, with all those restrictions and all that stuff that we deal with, we have to describe. Because right now, if I was to attempt to describe the box that I'm looking at, the love cushion, that's a rather naughty picture that's on the cover there.
Good product.
And it seems that the man is sitting on the love cushion. Is there? That's not my idea of some of the stuff I've seen in magazines. Oh, there's the lady.
Better? You can put it in
can
all
I see that?
Kinds
of, oh, you definitely
have never seen just, anything like that on the shelf at Bloom.
You can put it in all kinds of crazy poses.
Okay, the love cushion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I can say the vibrating love cushion,
yes,
correct?
Of course
I can
you
do
can.
That. Joe is bringing it. Chad's back on the line. Okay, they're going to say
actually,
something
Joe,
else for.
All right, that's your gift.
Oh,
for you
thank
and Tracy.
You. Very
I got
good.
To meet Tracy at the party on the 8th, which was absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
awesome.
Thank you.
Glad
thank
you for coming.
All right, Nikki, we will chat with you in a second. I'm going to go back to Chad here. Chad, you got a better phone, buddy?
Yeah, I'm on the landline, Omer. I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay. No problem at all. Chad, we had to talk to you because we're thinking about the whole fantasy football thing that's going on, and we don't have much time before this. What are you guys, doing? Is the whole station doing anything for fantasy football, or what? Are we out of the loop on that?
I heard John Norman was volunteering to be the commissioner.
Ah. I really want to do this because it's not fun to follow football without being in a fantasy league.
Yeah.
And we're waiting to do it. Can we maybe get together and come up with something?
Let's do a show draft, like an entire station league draft, and let's do it on your show.
I would be more than willing. Within the next 2 weeks, we have to do it because we're going to be heading out of Dodge. Let's set up a time, and we'll get everybody in here and get as many people involved, and we will pick a person who will have the misfortune of being the commissioner for the league, okay?
And you can also take bets on how quickly Oscar will draft a backup quarterback in the first round.
See, that's why I want you guys involved with this. So we'll do that. I'd like to do it next week if we can.
Yeah.
You know, it's a short notice,
but
nobody's pressing the button, so that's good. I'm sure we have. Oh, I'm looking at one of those right now, Chad. What am I saying? I look at one of those each and every day. Each and every day.
I don't even remember posing for that.
Running the board.
So when people come down to see you down at your location, where the hell I had it written down.
Where are you, Chad?
Where are you, Chad?
Oh, we're at the Exchange Saloon here in the most powerful city in the world, and we're joined by one Matt Goldstein, so there's plenty of reasons to come down and join us.
Yeah, give him my best, will you? Make sure you give him a nice big wet kiss for me.
I certainly will.
Now, we've kissed and made up.
Yeah,
you know.
He says that you don't hate him anymore.
I don't hate him. I've never really hated him. I was just pissed off at him.
Or any less.
any less, it's fine. Have a great time down there, Chad, and we'll do a fantasy, if not next week, then definitely the week after, okay?
I enjoy your radio program.
I like yours as well, my friend.
Very nice.
I'll talk to you soon, Chad.
Thank you, fellas.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Bye. I have just been informed via instant message that if you were to make a lovely dough, and then flavor it with the weed of dill.
Yes.
We can't say that.
Oh.
So let's avoid that.
Oh, man.
I know.
Right.
I know.
What a lovely model, though, on the picture of this. I will read as much as I can about. First of all, Nikki, thank you for coming in.
Yes.
It's
nice to meet you.
Delightful to have you here. The contents of the vibrating love cushion, ultra powerful. Ride solo for incredible and exciting fun.
Wow.
I substituted fun.
It's kind of like
with another word.
Kind of like an inflatable version of the Bullet Gillies, isn't it?
It's a vinyl heart shape. Is this your big seller down here, Nikki? Is this your big item?
Actually, no. That's more for Hostess.
Hostess cupcakes?
Booking parties. All right. Hostess parties. It's actually a closeout item, and they no longer carry it.
Oh, that's too bad. Why, due to injury, or?
Has this been used? Has this been used?
No, of course not.
No. How much is it?
Not. I am not at liberty to say because it's no longer available.
Oh, really?
It's priceless.
No, it's priceless.
But that's her gift to Joe.
That's my gift to Joe.
But you gave it to Joe for?
You outrank Joe. You can take it.
Can I have it? Hey, Joe, can I have it? Thank you.
Joe says yes.
Beth Ann
says
yes.
Joe sounds like Beth Ann.
Because really, I know it might not look with I'm wearing the T-shirt, but when I'm naked, that's exactly what my body looks like.
The man or the woman.
So thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate it. Let me see. This is just something I'd be intrigued with. Vinyl heart-shaped cover, 24 by 24, with heavy-duty power pack.
So it's washable.
An inflatable heart-shaped pillow. Hey, and a repair kit.
Well, you might need that.
Item number three.
You know what? That'll go good in the pool,
Mike. Is that for you or the toy?
It'll float.
No, you know what I'm planning on doing is going to a Burger King and putting it in the sink. That's
great.
Just, Mike.
What?
When you do put that together and put the batteries in, make sure you put the batteries in correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't, it heats up.
Oh, and it melts?
Oh, yeah.
A fire?
I found that in a very hard way.
That's probably why it's been discontinued.
Probably.
I like it, though, because, it's just like Christmas morning. I like the biggest package.
Uh-huh.
Hey. I'm a fan of the biggest package.
You always have been.
Isolate that,
you've come to the right place.
All right. Oh, here's another side. Powerful 4C battery pack. With independent controls.
What size battery?
Powerful C battery pack.
Of course.
With independent controls for each stimulator. Inflatable cushion with easy to clean vinyl slipcover.
Got anything that runs on a car battery?
Also, dual for vibrating action to each person, or double for individual play.
So, Nikki, you sponsor these parties. They're like Tupperware parties, but with sex toys.
Exactly.
I smell skunk.
Skunk? Is it vinyl? Maybe it's vinyl. Maybe it's
vinyl. I think it's the vinyl. Yeah, it smells like skunk.
You've been squeezing.
Or it's Jeff, our intern. I'm not sure
like
he's very close to me
if
right
it's
here.
Vinyl, right?
All right. Let me see. All right, I'll play with this later. Okay. What else do we have, Nikki? What do
During
you have
the
in
6
your...
o'clock hey. Hour.
What do you have in your bag of tricks?
I did hear you say on the radio that you were looking for toys for him. This is the new item.
Oh, the...
It's called a fleshlight.
A fleshlight.
Fleshlight.
Oh, I know what that is.
A fleshlight.
Let me describe to our listeners what we're looking at here. This is something that's been around in various incarnations for a number of years. The first word of it used to be pocket.
Right.
All right.
Right.
And are you going to like turn that on or what? You are?
Oh, does it use a battery? It doesn't use batteries.
What are you doing there, Nikki? Tell me what's going on.
It doesn't use batteries, but I'm putting a different variation on it.
Uh-huh.
If you gentlemen have ever used one before.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Not me. Oh,
okay. I don't require that.
All right.
Frankly, Nikki, I would never require that, really.
It's not a requirement.
Buzz, have you ever used something like that?
Not that particular product.
This is a product.
A different brand?
Let me just tell everybody what we're talking about here. We're talking about a product that would be used by a man when he is not necessarily in the company of a woman.
I can say this. It looks like something like a mag light.
Yeah, it's got a big, almost a flashlight type thing.
Instead of a lens, it has a rubber mouth.
And it's got
exactly.
And there you are.
And it's...
Thank you, Rob.
I smell skunk, too.
There's something in here that smells like skunk.
I mean,
and I know it's not
yet.
Nikki, because she's a lady, and she smells wonderful.
But it's not a bad
But there's some
smell.
Product in here that's a skunk's not a bad smell?
You see, I like a skunky beer.
All right, very good.
Try the cyber skin. Yes. Right. It is made of cyber skin.
Now, can I put my hand in there?
Yes.
Now,
and what I
your
did,
whole hand?
What I did was I put...
my!
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm making it my own.
Yeah.
None of you will want to touch it after this.
Or maybe we will want to touch it even more.
All right. So I put it in here.
Hey, Charlie.
Here we go. Ow! No.
Batteries are in backwards.
All right. Is this the only?
Does this come?
Is this the only movement that it has? Just vibrating.
Yeah, well, I put the bullet in there. Not that you would need it.
I'm kidding, of course.
What are you doing?
Or are you? Now, does it have different fillings? I'm just curious.
Yeah, cherry, apple.
What do you mean different fillings? What are you talking? What are you going to put cherries in there? What are you, blueberry compote? What the F are you talking about?
Well, I'm speaking code, of course, because there are different
So if it's not a mouth.
Different things you could replicate.
Is this its natural smell, or did you perfume
latex?
It?
No. Actually,
it smells
no.
very like almost grape-like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice smell that we have here.
Who doesn't like grape?
What do you think of that, huh? Ah, there's Jeff, our intern. Yeah. How's this for
you? Bless you.
They don't teach you up at Syracuse University, do they?
Actually, from what I hear, they do.
Can I try it with two fingers?
You can.
All right. How about three?
Go for it.
It's nice.
And then it's Rob's joke.
It's nice of you to always ask permission.
All right. There you go. How's that? Now, can we get pictures of this on the website? Did you already take here? Take a picture of this one.
Yeah, because you won't see any pictures.
Like what the hell are you standing in here for?
He's
just standing. You're looking at the love toys.
Mike, he's
what?
He's simply enjoying the show.
I'm glad he is. Get a camera. All right, very
he
good.
He was full of questions while I was in the green room.
Now this thing does it just gently vibrates, right?
It doesn't. The bullet comes separate. I'm just giving it a different sensation.
Okay.
Yeah, bullets sold separately.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Looks like some kind of sea creature.
You know, it really does look like a
jellyfish.
Looks like a jellyfish.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you wouldn't want to use a jellyfish for what you use that for.
But I would imagine if you're going to use this product, you would want to have some assistance, right? You would want to put some some like Wesson on
a petroleum-based assistant?
Well, no.
Definitely.
Right now, Katie's got her finger like five inches from the dump button.
Oh, I bet it's closer than that.
All right, here we go. Shall we?
Oh, dear. Here's the calendar.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking Christmas card.
I couldn't be any prouder.
Now, right, you can use this. This is my
excuse
favorite.
Excuse me.
Right.
It is a water-based.
That's what you want.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Not a while.
This is what we
Sorry,
call
I'm still playing with the flashlight.
Fleshlight.
Look at my fleshlight. Hi. Hey, can talk.
You love putting that near your mouth, don't you?
I love a parade. Now I'm making it talk. I Okay, what else do we have here?
No, I was saying that you could use the Kiss of Fire, which I gave Buzz a sample of at the,
yes.
the party.
Did you now?
She gave me the Kiss of Fire.
Really? Was that out on the main floor or perhaps in one of the back rooms over there at Bungalow Billiards? Can I see this?
Yes.
Buzz told me he used to suffer from the Kiss of Fire.
What exactly is this?
What you want to do is put a little on your finger and rub it on your arm. It gives you a very warm sensation.
It's a warming gel, a warming lubricant.
It is a warming lubricant.
Okay.
Just a little bit?
Yep, just a little bit. Doesn't take too much.
You can use it with a fleshlight or with a real human.
Right. Or massage.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Is it good on ice cream?
Christ, that's
really
a hive. That's a hive. That is, Nikki. That skin is starting to well up.
Now
that skin is coming clean
I can't
off.
Breathe. I can't breathe. All right, I'm rubbing it in. Do you have to keep rubbing it?
What do you
think? Oh, baby.
Yeah, see? There are places you could put that.
And I'd say that the flavor is strawberry smoothie.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Not as hot as I think it should be.
Never, never is.
It smells like strawberry, though. Bethann, would you like to try some strawberry smoothie?
It does taste like strawberry.
Okay. I tell you, who's going to raid this closet?
Try Vapo.
This is going to be in the McBridian trunk by the end of the day.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God, everything we have, 80% of this. I'll help you with that. All right.
Just a little bit.
I'm likely to stake my claim on something she's going to pull out in a second.
Hey, Bethann, did you see this?
If I had a nickel.
You see this, huh? That's great. Hey, all right, out of the car, long hair. All right. Good stuff.
I heard somebody at the station use that.
What, use this one?
Well, no, not that one, but a one.
But has
I bet
one.
I know who it is. Is it an initial name? Would it be BDK?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, of course. No one's surprised to hear
Johnny
that.
Johnny Pervolina. All right, what else do we have, Nikki?
He's using it right now.
I wanted to see, since Beth Ann was here, if she wanted to be...
No.
No, okay.
Oh, now, hold on. You asked for... Don't answer. She will answer a question before it's been asked. That's one of her gifts.
You were asking,
block the
you
door.
Were saying about the it not being warm enough.
Right.
This is one of our heighteners. And this is one...
What are you doing?
Wow.
Let me see.
So this is.
Let me
read this. So she can see how it would feel.
A product one might use with a mirror.
This is a product that has just gone, oh. That's the name of the product. Oh. All right.
Oh, and who made
what makes Mona Lisa smile? Oh. Oh, a female ant lube.
Who makes this?
That's what it is. It's a female ant lube. Okay. You want to take that?
Are.
You can have that. Can she have this?
She can.
All this stuff we get to keep.
Oh.
She's so pleased she came into work today.
Do I get to keep this, seriously?
Do you want to keep it?
Yeah, I want to keep it. I want to try it. I want to try it at home.
No problem.
Great with you.
I'm going to bring it. I'll bring it home and I'll give it to Rob tomorrow to try.
No problem.
Excellent.
Well, that'd be fun.
I'll need a sponge.
That's all right. I've gotten over the warts. All right. What else do we have?
While we're here, then we have
more toys.
Yes, exactly.
More latex. Oh, I know what that is.
Based toys.
Yes. And I know that's got two ends.
We're gonna
I know where that little end
to
goes
that.
Too. And I know we have to break. We have to break, don't we? Oh man, rants. Hold on.
Oh,
let me see
you
what
need
I've
to
got.
Speak to
Do we have a gift for Lindsay?
Can you? How long can you stay?
I can stay as long as you want. Me.
All right, we're gonna break, and we're gonna talk to Lindsay.
Okay.
And then we're gonna bring you back
great.
In.
Great. Okay.
Do you need to apply a cream so you can last longer, or will you be here just the same?
No, I'll be here.
We'll be back with more sex toys. Uh-huh. This is really wonderful. And what's this thing called again?
The Fleshlight.
The Fleshlight. What a nice name.
Fleshlight.
The Fleshlight.
Yes. Okay.
It's the Omera model.
Good stuff. Yes, the special. I'm gonna monogram it. When we come back, we're gonna go to Beijing, China.
Wow.
Oh. Site of the 2008 Olympics with NBC4's Lindsay Zarniak. And then we'll bring Nikki Biggs back in. Just a lot going on. And
like
then
it.
More accordions and Julia Child and everything else. We'll be back after these commercials.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.